Egbert sat her down on his sofa bed. Then, taking a thin tin plate, he placed it on a bracket above the oil lamp and began warming two plump vegetable turnovers. Filling a beaker, he offered it to Marielle.
Dandelion cordial. I brew it myself. Drink up. Food will soon be ready. As to your questions, Marielle, I know your name and your companions, too. Nothing goes on in Floret that escapes my notice. You were very clever to escape the way you did, extricating yourself from a dire predicament. Ah, long words. I love the sound of them. As to why I am, who I am, that is a complicated narration, a long story. Egbert the Scholar is a name I gave myself. I was once a mole like others, humming and erring and much given to bucolic speech forms. I had a mole name, too, something very molish. Soilbur, it was, as I recall. I lived a happy and simple existence with my tribe, east of here, but I thirsted for learning and the ways of the scholar. So I left home and came here, tunneled in and set myself up. No beast ever knew I was inside Floret, not Gale or Serena, or that pair of barbarian vermin, Nagru and Silvermord.
Marielle accepted the hot turnover, biting into the pastry and eating ravenously, regardless of the dark, aromatic, warm gravy that dribbled onto her paws. She spoke around mouthfuls of hot, tender vegetables and pastry crust.
It's lovely. But what do you do here with your life?
Egbert gestured at the files of books and scrolls lining the walls of his little home.
I study to better my knowledge, to improve my powers of learning. One can never have sufficient education. Did you know that the Squirrel King and his family were heirs to an extensive library? Oh, yes, a veritable palace of literature, all in one great room. My life's work is dedicated now to saving it. Those dreadful rats use rare manuscripts and valuable books to light their fires, can you believe it? Fortunately, I come and go in Floret by my own secret routes. I pop up in the library whenever I can and take away material, though I fear my little abode is getting too small to hold it all. Just look at these scrolls I retrieved today. A treatise on autumn cloud formations in the south. Invaluable.
Egbert paused and smiled apologetically.
Marielle, forgive me for prattling on ceaselessly. I must be boring you to death with my lengthy discourses. Being alone, one tends to talk to oneself a lot, but twice as much to visitors like yourself. Is there anything you want? Would you like to take a nap? You look tired. Or is there any way at all I can help you?
Marielle finished the turnover, washing it down with refreshing dandelion cordial. She stood and picked up her axe.
I must go and help my friends now. They are trapped at the top of the North Tower.
Egbert clipped a quaint pair of spectacles to his nose and studied a blueprint of Floret pinned to the wall.
Ah, yes, the North Tower. Very high, extremely perilous. So that's where you got to. I thought you were all lost or slain when you escaped the dungeons. North Tower, Not a lot we can do up there, I'm afraid. Maybe if you created a diversion in another part of this castle, that would give your comrades time to escape without interference.